Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 7th. Happy Resurrection Day. I am so excited about today. We will celebrate the renewal process in our building with one combined worship service at 10 a.m. We'll have Sunday morning Bible study before that. And then in the evening, the ladies of the church, the women's ministry, will come together to hear my dear friend Ashley McMakin share her testimony and to just enjoy time together thinking about the Lord and fellowshipping with one another. So I encourage you to make plans to be a part of the worship, even if it's online, you can't make it today. Be with us in spirit as we celebrate the Lord's goodness to us. Wayne, last week when he read for the podcast, he used a liturgy from the Church of England. And I thought this might be a good Sunday rhythm for us. Instead of giving commentary on the passages, perhaps to just take some of the prayers and the liturgies that they provide and pray at the end according to the words that have been so richly blessed over the centuries. And so we're going to try it on Sundays for a couple of weeks and see how it goes. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of all. To you be glory and praise forever. You founded the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image. And in these last days, you have spoken to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. As we rejoice in the gift of your presence among us, let the light of your love always shine in our hearts. Your Spirit ever renew our lives, and your praises ever be on our lips. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Our first reading for today is Isaiah chapter 16, verses 6 through 14. This is an oracle against Moab, and it proclaims the judgment on Moab. The pride of Moab is judged, and they will lose God's sovereignty, but also his compassion over the people are highlighted here. We have heard of the pride of Moab, how proud he is, of his arrogance, his pride, and his insolence. In his idle boasting, he is not right. Therefore, let Moab wail for Moab. Let everyone wail. Mourn, utterly stricken, for the raisin cakes of Kir Hareseth. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah. The lords of the nations have struck down its branches, which reached to Jazer and strayed to the desert. Its shoots spread abroad and passed over the sea. Therefore I weep with the weeping of Jazer, for the vine of Sibmah. I drench you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh, for over your summer fruit and your harvest, the shout has ceased, and joy and gladness are taken away from the fruitful field, and in the vineyards no songs are sung, no cheers are raised, no treader treads out wine in the presses. I have put an end to the shouting, therefore my inner parts moan like a lyre for Moab, and my inmost self for Kir Hareseth. And when Moab presents himself, when he wearies himself on the high place, where he comes to his sanctuary to pray, he will not prevail. This is the word that the Lord spoke concerning Moab in the past. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, in 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt in spite of all his great multitude, and those who remain will be very few and feeble. Our second reading today is from Acts chapter 6, verses 8 through 15. Before we begin, may I just say that I love this passage. I love the fact that even when a dispute with Stephen arose, the people could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which Stephen was speaking. May that be said of us too, Lord. And then in verse 15, we have just such a wonderful visual of Stephen's face. Even in the face of persecution, his face looked like that of an angel. Starting in verse 8, "And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Sicilia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, 'We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God.' And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, 'This man never ceases to speak words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us.' And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel." And our final passage today is Psalm 57, verses 1 through 3. "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me." Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for this Resurrection Sunday. We thank you for the great fellowship that we will have celebrating all the work that you have done. Help us to have the kind of pride that is in you alone, in our dependence upon you, and on your glorious majesty. We lift to you today the world and its needs, our personal needs, our family needs, those needs in our community, and in the greater Birmingham area, in our city, state, world. We thank you, Lord, for the church global. We ask your blessings on your people, that your spirit would be magnificent among us. We do thank you, Lord, for all those who are leaders in churches. We pray specifically for our pastor today. Ask your blessings upon him. We ask for the leaders of our nation. We pray for President Trump and all those who are in charge. We thank you, Lord, for the resources that you provide on this earth. And we ask, Lord, that those who do not have what they need to live, basic needs, Lord, that you would provide them and that you would help us to know how we can be a part of living so that others can flourish. And now we lift up to you all who have any kind of need. Put their names on our hearts and we lift them to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us for those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask. But through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.